Thank you for time.
We have one remaining item this morning. Carla, would you please read item number 71?
Vacate Northeast Sandy Boulevard, bound by Northeast Cooch Street, East Burnside Street, Northeast 12th Avenue, and Northeast 14th Avenue, subject to certain conditions and reservations.
Commissioner Steve Novick.
Colleagues, we have Lance Lindahl here to explain this item, and I believe Lance has also brought along an amendment to item B, subsection 1.
That's correct, Commissioner Novick. Thank you. Hello, my name is Lance Lindahl, Portland Bureau of Transportation, right-of-way acquisition. Before you today is a request to vacate Northeast Sandy Boulevard between Northeast 12th and Northeast 14th Avenues. This portion of Sandy was closed to through traffic in 2010 upon construction of the East Burnside Cooch Couplet Project. Vehicles traveling west on Sandy now use East Burnside and Northeast Cooch Street to access the central city and the Burnside Bridge. The vacation was petitioned by Weston Investment Company, LLC. They are the owners of Block 267, located between 12th and 13th Streets. They also own the triangular portion on the north side of Northeast Sandy between Northeast 13th and 14th. John F. Potts owns the southern portion of Block 276 that is currently home to Northwest Fitness. Mr. Potts is in support of the vacation as proposed and is working with the petitioner on future development plans for this area. And in regards to the amendment, it was discovered very recently that the three utility poles that are mentioned that currently serve the streetlight service in the area, only two of those poles were recently transferred to the city. The third pole is still owned by PGE. So language has been changed in paragraph B1 on page 2 to remove the pole that's still owned by PGE, and it will be allowed to remain on site and will be covered by an easement by other language in the ordinance.
Commissioner Novick, would you like to move that amendment?
I move the amendment.
Is there a second?
Second.
Would you please call the roll?
Fritz.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Novick.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye. The amendment passes. Thank you. Is that the end of your presentation?
That's the end of mine. I believe there were a couple people that were signed up to talk about it, though.
I have a question. On the Exhibit C, it looks like there's trucks and a car that are currently using the right-of-way. Why is it being so it looks like it's currently serving a transportation purpose, and so I'm confused as to why we're being asked to vacate it.
It's only being used for parking currently, and the access to that parking is a little unclear. Right now people are trespassing across Mr. Weston's property to access that area and park in it. But an important part of the vacation was to retain Northeast 13th Avenue for stormwater and bike and pedestrian connections.
So those trucks and such are, the businesses will still be able to use, they'll then use it for their own private parking purposes.
That's right. In the interim, nothing is going to change other than it becomes private property that can be managed by the abutting property owners.
And are all the abutting property owners in favor of the street vacation?
That is my understanding. Potts and Weston are the fee owners to the various parcels that will receive land back. And then there is one tenant on the north side, an automotive business.
What about the fitness business that has had a lot of changes around it over the course of time? Do they support it?
They do, and they're working hand-in-hand with Mr. Weston on future plans for this area.
Very glad to hear that. Thank you.
Okay. My recollection is, when you say Mr. Weston, you're talking about Joe Weston, and it's because he owns the Portland bottling plant, the land with the Portland bottling plant. Is that correct?
That's correct. And the bottling plant site actually includes several other parcels that are currently used for parking and rented out for other commercial purposes.
Okay. Thank you. Other questions, colleagues? Do we have other invited testimony?
Yes.
Is it people who signed up or Steve, part of the formal presentation?
To be honest, I forget.
Carla, who has anyone signed up?
I've got three people signed up.
Right, let's go to the sign-up list first.
Okay.
First of all, I'd like to introduce Larry Porter, who's here on behalf of Weston Investment LLC.
Why don't you come forward, sir? You've heard the presentation. Is there anything you would like to, anything you disagree with?
Just a few comments, if I may.
Please.
So, commissioners, my name is Larry Porter, Porter Company, and I represent Weston Investments. And I do have one thing to say, and that is we're really glad to be here. Mr. Weston started a dialogue with the city about 8 years ago on how to vacate those two sections of Sandy Boulevard and get them to be part of the adjoining abutting properties. Since then, the dialogue has continued, and about 18 months ago, I submitted an application to the city for a street vacation, and after lots of approvals and lots of consents, we are finally here today to ask your consent on the petition application. So I'm here to answer any questions you may have. I just want to thank staff for their efficiency and professionalism in processing this application. And if you have questions, I'll be glad to try and answer them.
I want to just note for the record that Mr. Weston is someone who is often very transparent about whatever feelings and frustrations he has with local government. So it's nice on an occasion like this to be able to move something that he supports.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. I think we're fine. I think we may ask you back if something comes up. But Carla, let's go to the folks who signed up.
The other two are Charlie Johnson and Terry Parker.
Okay. Let's mix it up this time, Mr. Parker. Let's let you go first.
Thank you for the opportunity to testify. My name is Terry Parker. I live in Northeast Portland. Vacating Sandy Boulevard between 12th and 14th Avenue and giving up the right-of-way is an unwise move. It places developer profits ahead of common sense and the good of the community. When the East Burnside Cooch couplet was proposed a few years back, it was promoted as a safety measure to fix the problems associated with the complicated 12th and Burnside intersection and to help relieve congestion. Coupled with supersized bicycle modifications made to 12th Avenue between Sandy and the Lloyd District, the outcome of the couplet project is that congestion has worsened to the point that many east side businesses want to move out of the area. Safety has also been compromised, especially where the eastbound traffic re-enters Sandy Boulevard from 14th. The curvature of the intersection is such that large trucks and buses need to use both lanes to make the turn. TriMet no longer uses this route, now traveling further east on Burnside before connecting with Sandy. The original underlying purpose of the project was rarely brought up in the rigged and broken public participation process. If the right probing questions were asked to the right people in the know, the answer went something like this. The reasoning for the project is only about 20% transportation related, and the other 80% is to make more land available for development. Coming from an administration with a car-hater mindset, the project also had the distinct appearance to be more of a roadblock than to make traffic flow better. Vacating this portion of Sandy would eliminate the option of correcting at least a portion of the bungled-up mess from the past by reintroducing eastbound traffic back to this portion of the boulevard. This fix wouldn't put right the capacity and congestion problems associated with Coach Street or on 12th Avenue, but it would eliminate for the eastbound Sandy traffic to navigate the unsafe and hazardous curves at 14th and likely reduce some congestion in the eastbound direction for both on Sandy and Burnside. It would also eliminate the need for TriMet buses to use a roundabout route to go east on Sandy. Common sense, traffic safety, and reducing congestion, and therefore emissions, the good of the community should outweigh developer profits. Vacating this portion of Sandy needs to be rejected. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Mr. Johnson?
Good morning, Commissioners. It was insightful to get that testimony. I'm also very familiar with this intersection. I can't remember the exact, if any, relationship between Mr. Weston and American Property Management, but this property was in the news a while back, a couple years ago, when Occupy Portland was still using office space and was looking at being on that intersection. The idea that we've created a situation where there's more traffic congestion and more emissions is something that I hope that Commissioner Novick and the Transportation Bureau can look into. And the other important issue that was raised in public testimony here is that this definitely, whether it was intentional or not, has the effect of creating prime development real estate. And although eventually, apparently without the involvement of the PDC, some shenanigans will happen to get some higher property tax value from this place, it would actually be appropriate for you to get financial consideration or other promises from these property owners. I don't know that restoring Sandy Boulevard, it is a bit of a mess when you come up Sandy and go by these new apartments. It's an interesting crosswalk to go through. But the earlier testimony is essentially correct. What this is really about is preparing land for high-income development. We've lost the little restaurant that was there. It's replaced by a huge condo apartment complex. So don't just rely on future increased property tax revenue someday from this facility. Weston wants this. In America, especially when rich people want something, we make them pay. Not outlandish, not super extortion, but it would be appropriate for the city to negotiate for, if it's legal under state and other laws, it would be appropriate for the city to get financial remuneration for turning this into an investment, for-profit investment property. Thank you.
Thank you very much. This is an ordinance and a hearing, so Commissioner Novick goes to a second reading.
Yes.
All right. This will go to a second reading. We are now concluded for the morning business. We'll reconvene at 2 o'clock for a 2 o'clock time certain. Council is adjourned.